What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Cinema Steve. Now, today I want to talk about something, a little experience that I had. I was really thinking about it, and I said, you know what? I'm in a podcast mood. I'm gonna do a podcast thing. So here it goes. Today's topic is helping out your peers, right? So this past weekend on Sunday, I did some pickup shots for this film that I'm doing. I don't really want to get too much into it because it's going on 3 years when I started the project. And because it's visual effects heavy, it was taking a toll on my old computer. And then I finally got a new one back in November. So I've been, you know, tackling it while also working on other things at the same time, right? So, you know, like I touch on it little by little. Anyway, there was a scene that I initially did where I'm in it, but I didn't get to, you know, do exactly what I wanted because I was in front of the camera and I didn't have a cinematographer. It was just literally me and the actor. So we were wearing multiple hats, right? So in this whole film, there's really two actors in it. That's it, you know. It's a, you know, nice little story with a good message. Well, anyway, I decided to get an actor to play this one specific character in it, right? The character that I was playing. And, you know, like, I offered because that's just how I am. You know, like, I personally feel, you know, when someone's time is put into something, you know, I don't take it lightly, you know. So I offered. But he was cool to you know, do a freebie. I was like, oh, wow, you know, but how I am, like, deep down inside, like, I got to do something for this guy. Well, it actually, you know, benefited. Like I know it's gonna benefit him a lot. But also, it was pretty cool because, you know, I was at his apartment, and he has two other roommates. They're all actors. You know, we're buddies. And after I finished doing the pickup shots, they showed me a project that they're doing, right? So I was giving feedback and stuff like that. And you know, because they weren't completely too happy with certain things, you know. So I started noticing. I'm like, okay, I think here's where, you know, if you guys do this, you know, like cut this out, you know, punch in over here, I think it could help out a little bit, you know. And, you know, without giving the story away, right? You know, so I'm not going to talk about the project in any details. But, you know, they were really grateful. And I felt good, you know. And also, we're also having some conversations about crypto. I put him on some stuff, and it's gonna be a game changer for him, you know. But you know, so it's like I like pouring out, you know. And and it's really good because, you know, sometimes if you're more experienced in certain areas, you know, you get to pour that out, you know. And it was cool because I'm slowly like getting into directing, right? So him as an actor, he was doing certain things, you know, certain methods to get him in the right place, you know, for the story. And so then I started asking him questions. I'm like, oh, what's this that you said, you know, like, and what's this that you were doing? He started explaining it to me. I was like, oh, okay, cool, you know. So like, these are things that I've never heard of, right? And but, you know, like it educated me, right? And and I believe like that's how we have to be, you know. Whether there, you know, there's exchange of currency or knowledge or just assistance, I do definitely believe that you should help out your peers, right? Because again, if this can enhance whatever it is that they're doing or who they're trying to become, to be honest with you, as cheesy and as cliche as it sounds, like there's no other better feeling, you know. And these guys were really, really grateful, you know. And I definitely can't wait to see like how the project turns out. I definitely can't wait till my project is complete. you know, because it was a really good one, and I actually just edited the scene that he was in, and you know, I gave it to him, you know, like in return. It's like, all right, the project's nowhere near gonna be done. I said, but you know, I'm gonna give you the scene, that way you could use it on your demo reel if you want. You could post it. I don't care, because I don't care about film festivals. I really don't. You know, so because with my film, it's gonna go straight to social media, straight to YouTube, straight to Amazon Prime. You know, I'm skipping all the film festival. To me, it's nonsense, because a lot of people submit actually submit good things, and they get rejected, right? And there's a lot of times like you don't win anything, you don't get recognition, so what's the point, right? I've been part of film festivals where we've won stuff. And the things that we won was more like a laurel, you know, or like best cinematography, best lead actor, best story, you know, things like that. But it's like, okay, now what? Nothing happened. We didn't get recognized by any big wig, producer or anything, right? I feel when you put it out there for the masses to see, there's your chance. Somebody is going to see it. If your story is good enough, it's going to gain traction. It's going to be trending, right? That's just the way my mind works. You know, also, you know, there's other people. Like, I got a friend that we used to go to the same church together. And, you know, there's been times that she would ask me for, first off, right? She's gotten into photography, but now she wants to dabble into videography, right? You know, so I've also mentioned, you know, like about my course, you know, like certain things that I'm gonna be covering, and you know, she wants to get like, you know, into the techie stuff, right? And you know, she thinks the way that I explain things is like a perfect fit, because I dive into that kind of stuff, you know. And and there's many people, like for example, like even at my job, I would have tons of questions, and you know, the knowledge that I gain, it's like, you know, it's you can't really put a price on it, right? Because they're, you know, these are guys that are experienced for many, many years, you know, like even things as simple as like the batteries, right? People tend not to care about batteries, but the reality is they can last you a lot longer and have better quality if you take care of it the proper way, right? Because, you know, on the field, you'll have guys that they'll just take out a battery if it's like at 50%, and then you're going to want to, you know, they're going to want to charge it. Now, the bad thing is, that's a cycle right there. You got to let it go through its full cycle. So you got to let that, you got to let that sucker drain, you know, at least let it go down to 20%, not 50. You're killing the battery a lot faster, right? These are things that people don't care about. However, when you're putting your own money into it, you're going to start looking at things much more differently, especially if it's like an Anton Bauer battery, something is really expensive. Because, you know, a battery, especially like on the smaller scale, could be like around 100 and some change to like 200, right? And then, but you know, these batteries can go up to a couple of $100, you know, like $300-$400. And then the chargers, oh my God, even more expensive, you know? So like it's good to gain knowledge and, you know, pass things on, you know, to your peers. And that's what it's all about, you know, like there's times where, you know, I'm just posting things on my Instagram and even things that I'm talking about here on my podcast, because, hey, look, I'm not getting paid to share this stuff, but somebody out there wants to learn it. You know, I just wish, you know, more people, you know, found my page. And it's not like, oh, like I want thousands of followers or millions of followers. Like I want this attention. Like, no, like I would definitely like to impact people's lives, because, for example, this online course that I purchased from this colorist named Kazi, that's Qazi. You can find him on YouTube, right? Really amazing guy, amazing course. And the cool thing about him is that he actually responds to you. It might be late because he has like tons of followers, but he does get back to you. Like there was this one thing that I reached out to him because I was getting a little discouraged, like with my course. I didn't like how I delivered it. But then again, when I was, you know, reviewing other footage and actually editing it, I realized the initial footage that I was looking at was like a bad take. But anyway, I reached out to him. I asked for some advice. He got back to me. I think it was like about 2, maybe 3 weeks later, but he got back to me. And but there's other times he gets back to me much quicker, right? And he, you know, he does actually respond. He's responded to my emails. He's responded to my comments and my DMs. And I'm like, oh man, you know, thank you so much. And he's happy. So it's like, he probably feels really, really good that he's making an impact and, you know, changing someone's life, right? And they all talk about that. You know, it's good. I remember one time I received some really good advice from somebody who was a musician. And he said, like, when he used to go on, like, wedding gigs, right? Because he would play, you know, in a live band for weddings. And he said, I think it was like a guitarist or something like that. Maybe it was a bass player, right? But anyway, you know, the guy told him, he said, you know, like with the experience that you have, pass it on before you pass on. And he told that to me. I said, wow, like even though, especially at that time when he told me, like, even though I'm not old, you know, like in my, you know, 50s and up, you know, I still want to pass on, you know, any experience that I have, because, you know, let's face it, I'm now 10 years in the industry. And I think that's good enough, you know, of experience under my belt, right? You know, like, for example, this feature film that I'm working on right now, the director, he's been, you know, getting experience doing, you know, his own shorts and pilots, right? But he still has a bunch of questions, right? And it feels good, you know, like, you know, he always comes to me, and especially, you know, since I'm going to be editing, you know, the film, he wants to make sure that things are going to turn out right. So, you know, so he'll ask me, because, you know, before it's too late. You know, like, for example, today he reached out to me and asked me about a particular shot. And I told him, I said, you know, I the concern that you have, I do notice it in the footage. Oh, do you think we should reshoot it? I'm like, yeah, but, you know, keep in mind, the environment's going to look different because, you know, you shot this, you know, a few weeks ago, and if you do a pickup shot in the summer, the environment's going to be very different, you know, so it's got to be a tight shot, and everything's got to be, like, extremely out of focus, you know, in the background. I said, but other than that, you should be okay, you know, and before, he's had a bunch of questions on pre-production and stuff like that. There was a lot of things that he didn't know. And it's okay because he's an actor, you know, it's not like he went to film school. Like he went to acting classes and whatnot, you know, so they're not going to really teach you that stuff, even though they'll make you do projects where, like, hey, you got to do this short film and all this, that, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, they don't thoroughly emphasize on that stuff because their main focus is acting. So he would have questions and whatnot, you know, so I would help him out with that. There's times he's offered to compensate me. And there's other times it's just, you know, over the phone and he's asking me simple questions. And I'm like, yeah, you know, do this, do that, you know, be mindful of a couple of these things, right? And I'm noticing, you know, like based off of the footage that I've received and I'm about to receive some more, it's really helped. It's really helped them out a lot. But there's also nothing else can replace experience, right? So he's even told me, and even a couple of other people told me, you know, like some of my buddies, they were like, you know, this was our first project, but you know what? We learned a lot. We learned what to do and what not to do. And, you know, there's no other greater experience than that also. Another thing is, I'm always telling this people, it may sound messed up, but I catch myself saying it a lot, but it's the honest truth. People complain to me, they'll say, man, you know, we did this and oh my God, like we just messed it up. Like we really don't like it. I said, great. That's amazing. I'm glad you effed it up. I'm glad it sucked. It's good because now you know. Because it's one thing if I tell you, don't do this, you're going to mess it up badly. And it's, you know, and also, you know, like if you do it and I'm like, that wasn't a good thing, right? And you still don't acknowledge it. It's different compared to you think something's going to be good and you do it and you realize that was the wrong way to go about it. You'll never forget because trust me, I've been in those shoes. I've done that. There was this feature film me and my boy did. Really not proud of it. Highly embarrassed. At the time, I was proud of it, but really embarrassed. So I'm not even going to say any names. I mean, names. I'm not even going to say the name of the project. But it was my first feature. Extremely low budget. There was certain things in there that I did that I'm like, man, I will never do that again. That was bad, or especially, you know, like the lighting, you know, at that time I didn't know anything, and I always said, man, I really want to learn lighting. And when I went to college, I soaked it up big time, you know. Now I know lighting. I'm pretty good at it too. I'm not gonna say I'm the best. I'm amazing, because obviously there's other cinematographers out there that are better. You should never think highly of yourself like that. Like, you know, always remain humble. Because somebody or something will humble you, right? So not that, I also keep that in mind. But in all honesty, like, I'm still not the best, you know, because, like, I could get the job done. But, like, for example, the feature film that I'm editing, I'm so glad that the director got this cinematographer, because I told him, I said, this guy's better than me, like, you know, keep him. I'm happy because I get to edit this amazing looking footage, you know, and it looks great, and I can't wait. It's all shot on RAW, and you know, and it's a good high resolution. But and especially now that I know how to color grade much better, like this is gonna be eye candy, like all over the place, like it's ridiculous. But yeah, you know, like there's just all these things that you gotta keep in mind, you know. And you know, like for example, like there's this dude that I met on Sunday. I checked out his work; it's pretty good. His photography skills, it's pretty good. And, you know, he wants to dive into, you know, more into storytelling. And those just a few things that you know, like I mentioned to him. And he's like, oh, man, like I never heard of such a thing. And I'm like, trust me, a lot of people don't know what I just told you. There's even cinematographers like that come into my job, you know, or first ACs, and they didn't know certain things. I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I don't know if this is something that should be known in the field, right? And if you want to know what I'm talking about, just check out my last podcast. I'm not going to get into it. It's about lenses and also sensors. Some people they just don't realize how come certain lenses don't cover certain cameras. It all depends on your sensor. You know, believe it or not, there's cameras out there that shoot larger than full frame. So you just got to make sure and you know, please do not fall for those lenses that says this covers 4K, 6K, and 8K. That's BS. Glass has nothing to do with resolution. It's the sensor. I want you guys to keep that in mind. Here's a tip. So here's a little nugget for today. The sensor. It's just like, I'm putting layman terms for everybody should get this one. Every photographer and filmmaker, like even entry level, should get this one. Comparing a 5D Mark whatever, 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter. It's still a full frame, right? Compare that to a 70. Any 70. That's a crop sensor. Everybody knows if you get a lens that's meant for a crop sensor and you put that on a full frame, you're going to get a vignette. You know that. If you put a lens for a full frame, put that in a crop sensor camera, you know that's going to be a different focal length, right? You just got to do the math. And it's going to be different, so you got to adjust, right? So it's the same thing. If you have a medium format camera, right, and you get a lens that's meant for full frame, it's not going to cover, right? So, you know, these are things that I like teaching, because it's like, hey, I don't want to be the only one out there knowing this stuff, you know? I want you guys to win too. So, but yeah, that's my thing, you know, and there's been plenty of people that helped me out, you know, which, you know, I'm forever grateful, you know, so I definitely want to spread that, and I'm going to keep using my platform to educate people, right? If you don't want to purchase my course when it's ready, you know, for all the beginners out there, that's fine. Just, you know, listen up to my podcast or check out my Instagram. You know, and you can learn from there. I'm not going to put everything in my course in there because it's that much stuff. And, you know, there's just some things that I'm not going to be able to show. You know what I mean? But anyway, because like what I do plan on doing is a course expanding more on lenses. And also want to touch on editing. Not even touch, like, I'll dive in. See how successful my main course is. And then I'll touch on editing. Add it into the package, you know what I mean? But, yeah. So, let me see what else, you know, maybe I could throw in today. Well, what else can I mention? Nope, that'll be all. Just got all that stuff out of my chest. All right, guys. So, stay tuned. Man, I should really start doing more YouTube videos. Guys, you should definitely let me know. DM me. Reach out to me on my Instagram. cinema_steve_. My YouTube channel, you can look me up as at Cinema Steve, but I noticed that there's another Cinema Steve out there. So yeah, if you guys don't know what my face looks like, then you might not be able to find me. But anyway, if you do find one, it's one of the other two. I'm the one who's doing tutorials, but I definitely gotta get in there more. All right, guys, enough rambling. Let you guys enjoy your day. Take care. Tune in till next time.